invoice discounting, it's about basically getting advance against the one asset you do have in your business, which is a debtor book. So if you've got a fairly firm order from a big retailer distributor, you have to be of a certain size perhaps as a business, you can, the bank will advance funds against that debtor book. The varying percentages, you know, 70-80% if you're lucky. Factoring, there's two types, you know, factoring and invoice discounting are broadly the same in that sense, it's an advance. Factoring is perhaps a traditional term, and a lot of people associate factoring with struggling businesses. The fact that they factor their debts because they can't afford their cash flow. I think there's a big nervousness in the marketplace about that, and you don't necessarily see as much factoring, pure factoring now. That's when you completely hand over your sales ledger to a factoring company and they do all the debt collection, all the credit control, everything, and you get an advance. And often, even if the debtor doesn't pay, you don't have to pay the money back. It just depends on the, you know, you'll be paying a pretty premium for that. Invoice discounting, and the bit that everyone leaves off the invoice discounting is the fact it's confidential invoice discounting. No one knows you're actually doing it unless you tell them, because you maintain control of your sales ledger. You don't send it off to the bank or the factoring company to collect it all for you. You do it yourself. It's all yours. You just get an advance from the bank on that. But if one of your distributors or clients doesn't pay within 90 days, often that 80%, 70%, whatever you've been advanced is clawed back. And when you collect the debt, you get paid the balance of it. But it is expensive.
Gavin, do you want to add anything to that in terms of the pros and cons of using it?
I think in terms of invoice discounting now, it's sort of fairly well-recognised form of funding. I don't think that, I think the first thing to say is there's probably no stigma attached to invoice discounting at all. There is a cost to it, but there's no stigma. Factoring, I totally agree with everything that Steve said, that I think, you know, for your kind of business, that would just be a total non-starter. You know, it would kill your business overnight, and you'd lose control of your debtor book, so you lose control of some of your vital customer relationships when it comes to chasing debts. The big disadvantage really is some of the variables that funders will look at in terms of, you know, the debtor books that they're willing to fund. Certainly if you're looking at a larger blue chip type customer, that seems attractive, and there's some strength there to those debts. They're not likely to go bust, so the likelihood of payment is there, but the terms of payment may not be attractive. It could make the lending more expensive, or it could mean that you can only effectively get funding on a small proportion of those debts. And the other thing as well is that with some of the larger blue chip type companies, you don't always have the contractual strength that perhaps some funders would like. You know, quite often they can pull the contracts at any time. So if you've got a long-term contract, which can certainly give at least a guaranteed period of income from that customer, that would be great. But if not, then that's still at risk.